Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's 8:37 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out, we had a couple of folks on air, by the way. Mario, right now, with Glad You Came. We also checked out a singer, and we had Server on your radio. Thank you once again for choosing us. We appreciate it. Now, Shekhon, you were in Karibib over the weekend.
Did you get to see the
intersection? The brand new.
Yes.
First ever.
Traffic lights.
Traffic lights.
Yes, I did.
Do they even know how to use it, Shekhon?
Please. What do you mean? There's some very sophisticated folks outside.
Talk to us, Shekhon.
Yeah, I did notice the intersection. That's the first thing that I noticed when we drove into Karibib. Yeah. And then also, there is a Shell service station to your left, right next to the engine service station that's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But Agra has partnered up with the Shell service station. And when I tell you, they have some good coffee, they have some good burgers there, they just have some good food there. I was pleasantly surprised.
Nice.
Because all I know is just the engine service station. Okay, that's it. Right?
And we just drive past.
And you just obviously just drive past.
We drive past them, you just go to Usa because you don't even.
Also that. But now you have reason to stop
But
in
now
Karibib.
We have reason to stop. Yes.
If you don't stop by your own free will, the traffic lights will stop
we'll
you.
Will stop you.
Yes,
CJ, you can either way.
Yeah, man. So it was also a collaborative effort from the mine itself to actually have this intersection up. So I do see, even just being there in the town itself, I can actually see when I hear people saying that the mine that is, by the way, QKR Navakhab Gold Mine.
QKR is the holding company.
Yes, the holding company. Yes. So you can see the efforts that they're actually making in terms of actually building the town itself as well. But yes, so this weekend I was there. I was fortunate and blessed enough to actually share the day with them on their team building and year-end function.
Nice.
I was on duty for 17 hours. My feet hurt so bad till now, but it
Welcome
was
to
really,
the game.
Really a beautiful day. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. I think also because I did the Ngaikams Festival for that long as well. So it wasn't that bad. So, yeah, what we also got up to on the day, obviously, for the first half of the day was the team building aspect, so to say. So we had team build Namibia on-site. You know, there was the drumming sessions, there was the football, the volleyball, and black team was now basically dominated the day, right? So, you know, I was also kind of guessing
all the chesters were part of that team, right?
Pretty much. And it's sort of like the stronger members, if you will. Because even with the tug of war, for example, the black team went like three times and they still dominated throughout. I was just like, okay, y'all are really strong for real, you know? But it was great, man, because at the end of the day, we all understand the importance of team build activities and so forth. Because a lot of the times you'll be like, I don't want to be in the sun. But then once you get there and you actually start to do the activities and you even get to talk to some of the colleagues that you don't really have personal conversations with.
Yeah.
I got to see that personally as well. They had the water slides and stuff. It was just a great, great day. 41 degrees, but we survived it for the most part. And then later on, that was now the evening show, you know, where we had local performances and so forth. And we were also addressed by the MD himself, Mr. George Bachiwe. And I embarrassed him.
You embarrassed him?
Yes.
Mr. George,
yeah. Mr. George is like a cool guy, man. Mr. George is the, I'm in my corner, I'm just minding my business.
It's just a chill guy.
It's just a chill guy. You know, as long as everyone else is happy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I actually got to call him on, obviously, when he was about to deliver his speech and so forth. And I was like, let me just like, take a little bit of time so that everyone sees him in a different light, hey? So there was this, you know, this game that we played when we were kids, this Do Like I Do.
Yeah.
I do, right?
Yes.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to walk around because it was at an open at the stadium, hey?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to walk around. You walk behind me and you do everything that I do, right?
Yeah.
George is just, yay! It was so much fun, man. So then, you know, he obviously gave his speech and then he also just highlighted the fact that for the month of November, the mine actually reached target, or actually even far beyond that, the first time ever in history. you know. So it was obviously a time for obviously celebrating your efforts, man. Because we know how it is. Sometimes you don't even know in the mood to actually go to work. But the fact that you do and you get to reach target and far beyond that, it was truly, truly a beautiful day. We had Ethnics perform. We had T-Boss and Staker. I finally got to see these guys in action.
Nice.
Nali was also there. I was highly impressed by his set, by the way. DJ Sia was on site. It was just a great, great day, man. So just a great shout out to top management, executives, just everyone actually at Navahab Goldmine. I genuinely had such an amazing time. And when I tell you they took care of me, I was even like, I had my own room. I had people driving me around. I was like, I love this.
I mean, because they don't necessarily have taxis most now.
I think they, but now every time they say,
you see, the thing is that I'm a hater of Karibe because I'm more of a Usago's guy. Because my plus was that even. But I'm happy for them.
No, partner, the people have many cars.
Okay, sharp.
No, but it was a great day. It was a great weekend. Yeah.
Well, and a shout out to the QKR. Navahab team. You see, that is what you call a yen function.
Listen, when I tell they went all out.
Yeah.
You know, they even had this band.
Not these struggle budgets.
No, there was no struggle budget thing. Promise you.
That's what I'm talking
because
about.
Because they even had the like wristbands.
Yeah.
So every employee got 5 or 6 drinks.
Nice.
And then you had breakfast, you had lunch, and you had a snack.
On that wristband thing.
So you just go there and they just tick it off or whatever it is. Nice. It was so much food and so much drinks. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I had so many drinks left. I started handing it out for free.
To everybody. Yeah.
Who wants a draft?
Exactly.
On me.
Nice. Shout out to the team.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, all right? It's 8:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When we get back, we will get schooled on the latest financial tips with Juliana.
Hello Namibia. Discover the creamy goodness of Oshitaka and Omaya.